Okay. We all know that for the last 20 years, we have been losing many people working on taxonomy. That situation has generated many problems that goes for, you know, a ground identification. So the, when we analyze what are the main causes that provoke this situation, we find that one of them is the competition from other areas of knowledge. As we know, in many universities all around the world, taxonomy is now an important area of research. And secondly, the society doesn't appreciate our work. You know, the taxonomists, we are very nice people working very hard, but this view is not getting from our society, for the people that pay our work. So we need to do something because we are really bad sellers about our work. So when we have that situation, we reach this many problems, like a problem identification. The takes so long to identify some pests, and it's very important when you need to take a decision. Increase of the money that you need to put to get a correct name, especially for countries that have no a lot of resources. And finally, we have, or we can see a dependency from some countries that are not able to get identification because the people are focusing in other areas of research. Sorry. As we know, in the Andean countries, we have a very important number of collections, especially in Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, and Venezuela. And one important thing is that these collections are associated with universities. And for us, the situation of being associated with universities is a strength support, because many times we need people to teach. Doesn't matter if the people do taxonomy. So if we have people teaching, the people need us. But when we have like people working just in the museum, if the money is not enough, just they just cut the grant, and that's all. The taxonomies are gone. So when we think about what strategy we can do to solve that problem, we think that we need to create regional networks. We need to increase and support the creation of institutions that have as a main objective to take care of taxonomy. We need to, as usually in any area of research, to have more people working with this area. And more important is to have an efficient way to distribute, to get the people this information. When we have in mind all of this situation, many years ago, a group of people get together and create BioNet International. What is BioNet? It's just a world network for taxonomy. We have like a different network in different areas of the world. And we already have the solid color are the networks that are already established. For us, BioNet has done an excellent work because they can be in places where people hear about, talk about taxonomy, like going to International Congress for Conservation or going to International Congress for Biological Control, wherever. So the presence of BioNet in this meeting are being very important for us because they highlight the work of taxonomy. AndinoNet is just the network for the Andean countries. The red colors show which one are. So, having in mind that, what we think in AndinoNet that we can do to solve the problem that we mentioned before? One of them is to create the National Center of Reference. That is a virtual, it's not to develop a center in each country, but having all the people working inside of the country, working together using electronic means. Now it's really easy to send a picture, especially if it's a well-known species, and get the name very fast. So create this National Organized Reference Center for us is very important. At the end, we would like to have like a regional center for identification for the Andean region. As we all know, we need to have our human development. So we need to create national grant programs and on systematic and organismal biology. This can be done using our inside resources, country resources, but also have an agreement with different universities in the region and outside the region. We have done that for many, many years, and that is possible to continue doing. We need to improve and or do new building construction for keeping collection. This could be one of the most difficult tasks because there is no many institutions inside the countries, outside the, in the region to support this kind of thing. So we need to take care of the collection that we already have, try to improve the quality of the collection in order that this collection can survive and be able to use for many different people, not just our people. One other thing that we can do, and now is relatively easy doing, is the production and distribution of taxonomical research. That can be done by electronic means. Internet is a wonderful way. We need to create identification keys, easy keys to identify organisms. And this material, if it's possible, must be distributed by for free. We don't need to charge that because it's one of our strategies. The last thing that we will do to do is to develop research projects. For example, if we can have or develop database of a species of agriculture and medical importance, this database with good pictures, with map distribution maps, with some kind of information other than the taxonomical matter, that can help a lot to our region. We need to do fast and easy identification techniques. For example, pictorial keys or using relatively easy molecular techniques like the barcoding that many people are proposing recently. And more important is to try to develop faunal inventories with south-south and north-south collaboration. As we hear before in the presentation that are before my presentation, we know that this climate changes is gonna be a real threat for many parts of the world. If you see here in the United States, you will have in the near future many pests coming of many species from that have a medical importance from South, from the Central and South America. So we think that it's gonna be very important to have, you know, knowledge of the thing that we have there, because sooner or later you are gonna have here. For example, we cannot understand what's going on in South Florida with dengue. How come in South Florida we don't have dengue when we have the vector, we have every condition there, and we are not, South Florida is not suffering from dengue. So we think that if we try to do and start very, very soon this regional project with people from the United States and many countries in South America, we are gonna have enough data to support our future method of control of this problem. And thank you so much for your attention. If you have any question, I will be more pleased to answer back. Yes.
We have about 10 minutes for questions.
Yes, I think that the thing that you mentioned is very important. In many of our countries, we have just developed in the capitals, you know, where the people are. So we need to get in touch with the government, because this is a task of our government to try to distribute the information that is, you know, in the center of knowledge in each country, and put it in the hand of the agriculture people. So Andy Nonet is trying to do that, you know, to try to get together people from our government, people that have the power to go to these small towns and where taxonomy usually don't go, and bring them the opportunity to get things. For that reason, we think that it's very important to create the national programs. we cannot wait, you know, always helping from somewhere from outside of our country. We need to develop our own strategy. And this Center for Identification, I think, is going to help a lot. At the same time, you know, when you go there, our strategy is to use the people to get in touch with our student, not just one student in the central part of Venezuela, but, you know, to bring a student from everywhere and put this student with these people that are visiting us in the way that they can get information from them.
Yes. How about your graduate programs? How are you linking between the different Andinas?
Yes, we have many students that go from different Andean countries to Venezuela, and no, in the opposite way, because Venezuela has the oldest graduate program in South America, in the North South American part. And also, we have excellent relationship with different universities in United States and Europe, mostly in United States. So we want to increase the relationship with different universities that are here in the States that we don't have contact just because we don't know people there. So just recently, a year ago, we got in contact with people from the University of Kansas. So now they are going to be working for 4 years in Venezuela. So when these people are going to be working there, we are going to use their knowledge to incorporate their knowledge in our graduate courses, because it's easy if we have one people from here to be there and teach 50 people than send 50 students from South to the United States, because it costs a lot of money. So if we integrate research project with teaching programs, that is really easy to do it, because sometimes we can pay for the ticket for the research to go to Venezuela and stay there for 1 month. So in that way, our graduate program can incorporate many people, not just from Venezuela, but also from different countries of the Andean region, including Brazil. Brazil have a huge opportunity to help, because the number of taxonomy working in Brazil is huge. So if we can put together Brazil with us, it's going to be enough amount of people that can help us for our graduate courses. If I understood, do you ask what we do think about the people being taxonomy?
And how much will be good saving for taxonomies, mm-hmm. so that we get more taxonomies if the funding is less nowadays than
how the last year. No, for us the problem is that the people, if our government doesn't understand the value of taxonomy, we are going to be in trouble. Just recently, we have a good argument about, you know, these molecular techniques that I approve are very useful, because the molecular, we think that the character that molecular give us is very important, but it's not the last solution. So if we start thinking just about molecular solution, we are be losing people working in general taxonomy. For us, this is dangerous, because some people that work in molecular doesn't any contact with the reality. I call reality, you know, with the field, with the the relationship with the biology of the organism and the natural environment, because they just do the molecular part. So if we lose, you know, the opportunity to have people working in the field and doing taxonomy at the same time, using any kind of technique, molecular, morphological, whatever you want to use, that is going to be a big problem. So in many countries, they follow the international ideas. So if you start seeing in different big universities that are cutting, you know, traditional taxonomy, this send a terrible message for our administration, because they say, if these people are cutting, you know, they are not hiring anymore taxonomy, so how we are going to stay, you know, maintaining our program. So the other difficult thing is to tell our student, go to do taxonomy, and then where we are going to put this young student. It's much better go, you know, and do ecological research or pest management research, because it's going to be easier for them to get the final position in the private industry or in some universities or government institutions. So the thing that we are promoting is to try first to sell the society the taxonomy is very important. And that Bionet is trying to, is right now trying, is working really hard to sell the idea. They go to this different meeting and say, oh, look, for having a back in the wrong identification, you have that problem. Or look, how come you are having so many people sick in some part of the world because you didn't know the name, the proper name of this species. So we are doing that. But this is, it's a big problem because there is no enough work space for these people that are graduating in taxonomy.
I saw you had a lot of network from different countries. And how do you establish a new network? And is the service of BioNet, Andinet, the cost related service?
No, at all. It doesn't have any cost. Actually, in the beginning, now we are running off a fund, but in the beginning, the BioNet was giving some seed money to create. And the only need, the only thing that we need is that the countries put together. You know, they need to be a natural, you know, agrupper, and then it's really easy to create that. Must to be have the approval of the agriculture minister of the government or then the minister of science and technology or some minister that have to do with taxonomy. This is the only requirement that we have to create. Thank you so much.